This is the message delivered by Pastor Inoue on May 8th, 2022. The message title is This Treasure. The scripture passage is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Good morning. I would like to thank everyone in this church again. Thank you very much for praying for the Golden Week Youth Camp. As you know, more than 2 years have passed since the beginning of the COVID-19. During this time, what we have learned is that ordinary things are never ordinary, not natural. For humans, eating, sleeping, and spending time together, these are definitely an important part of life. The young people of Tsuchiura Megumi Church have experienced and enjoyed such life activities every year through the Golden Week Camp. Sleeping, eating together, spending time together, and looking up at the Lord together. How blessed is a camp where you can share such time. Continuing from last year, we came back with a lot of blessings from God through the camp this year as well. Today, I'd like to testify of that grace from God through this camp and share the grace of the Word with you. Let's read the Bible first. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We have just read a passage from the second letter to the Corinthians. Corinth is the city where Paul preached, evangelized, and created a church. As you all know, there were various problems in this Corinthian church. Therefore, Paul had to visit this church, write letters, and give advice many times. This New Testament contains two letters addressed to such a Corinthian church. The first letter states that there were various problems such as secretarianism, immorality, confusion about the flesh dedicated to idols, and gifts of the Spirit. Furthermore, in the second letter, we can see that another matter was at stake. In the passage we have just read today, Paul said, "We have this treasure in jars of clay." We today would like to listen to the message contained in this word of Paul in the second letter to the Corinthians. First of all, I'd like to take a look at the main theme of the second Corinthians. The subject of this letter was Paul's apostolic nature. Matters related to the nature and character of an apostle are called apostolic natures. Whether Paul deserves to be called an apostle, whether he fits in with his apostolic nature and qualities, that was made into a big issue in the Corinthian church. For example, I'm a full-time teacher of the Japan Alliance Christ Church and the pastor of Tsuchiura Megumi Church. However, if there is any doubt about Satoshi Inoue's pastoral nature, this may be a pretty big issue. Is Satoshi Inoue really a pastor? Does he have the qualities and abilities he deserves as a pastor? If I am looked at that way, it is a big deal. Paul was not one of the so-called 12 disciples. He did not directly follow Jesus Christ as his disciples during the ministry of Jesus Christ on this earth. But Paul was appointed as an apostle after being saved. He became the person who played the role of an apostle. Paul himself says, "I am the smallest of the apostles and do not even have the value of being called an apostle." However, Paul obeyed God's calling, and he was made an apostle by God's choice. There were, however, voices that doubted and denied Paul's apostolic nature. It is said that it came to be heard in the church in Corinth, where Paul preached, pioneered, and created. But as I said earlier, the church in Corinth had various problems, and the church was shaking. Then Jewish Christians entered there, spurring further confusion. Judaism is a term that refers to conservative Christians who valued Jewish teaching and practices. There are voices suspicious of Paul, especially among such Jews. There were people who doubted Paul's apostolic nature and denied Paul's teachings and guidance. It is said that it was this second Corinthian letter that was written to raise such doubts and solve the problem. This is why this second letter to Corinthians contains a great deal of description of Paul himself. Paul describes his personal experience and thoughts, and he justifies that he was called as an apostle. It is a letter that has many such contents. Therefore, the key word in this letter is the word self-examination. Let us read the 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves." Paul's apostolic nature was an issue. Therefore, Paul was required to confirm, check, and scrutinize his faith and his position as an apostle. Paul wasn't the only one who was asked. Both Jews and members of the Corinthian church were under pressure to self-examine whether or not they live in faith or what kept them alive. Try, check, and scrutinize yourself. That is treated as an important thing that everyone needs. Youth camp is also a time to look back on our faith. How is my faith now? Am I living in faith? Such self-examination is required in the camp. Saved and baptized, is that enough? We worship and serve. Is it really from our faith? The annual camp is also an opportunity to look back and self-examine ourselves in that way. For 3 days, while sleeping and eating with friends at the campsite, we looked up at the Lord and concentrated on listening to the Word. At the same time, we looked back on our faith, had time to examine ourselves, and then returned to our daily lives. Paul also had a time of self-examination, looking back on his salvation and being called as an apostle for Gentiles. Through this second letter to Corinthians, we can see that Paul made his own self-examination and confirmation of his faith. At the same time, Paul also encourages us to look at our faith again, to check, inspect, and self-examine our faith. Let's take a look at Paul's words for self-examination. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Here, Paul is clearly trying to point us to God's work of creation. God who created the light in the darkness. God who created the world with his words. It was the great work of God, meaning the beginning of all creation, the beginning of life. Something comparable to the work of that creation has been brought to us, the new creation in Christ, the work of God's choice and salvation that leads to eternal life. Our heart was once covered in darkness. We were spiritually dead because of the rule of sins, but a new creation was made by Jesus Christ. Illuminated by the light of Christ, we are now alive in new lives. As a result, the glory of God in the face of Christ has illuminated our hearts. Paul says that it is because of the knowledge of knowing God shines and is added. Light is what is needed for the self-examination of faith. The light that God illuminates our hearts. Light to know the glory of God. Knowledge that shines by Christ is required. What kind of person are we? What is our faith now? The important thing is not to answer it for ourselves, nor to be swayed by someone else's opinions or thoughts. The light created by God, the brilliance brought by Christ. See yourself illuminated by the light, to shine the knowledge of knowing the glory of God. It is to honestly look at our own status and faith that are shown by that. Every year at the Golden Week Youth Camp, there is a camp theme. The theme of this year's camp was as follows. A journey to search for oneself. Where does your self-confidence and yourself come from? What is a youth? That is an important question. A Swiss psychiatrist, Paul Tournier, divided the life into four stages in his book titled Four Seasons of Life. Beginning with childhood, moving to adolescence, the middle age, and then to the old age. He compared them to the spring, summer, fall, and winter seasons. Another psychoanalyst and psychologist, Erik Erikson, further divided life into eight stages to understand humans. According to Erikson's classification, adolescence, or the youthhood, is the ages between 13 and 64. Of course, this period is further subdivided. How old are the youth? There are various perspectives and ways of thinking about it. The child who is born spends his childhood and eventually reaches adolescence. After adolescence, he gradually becomes an adult, growing to maturity. Adolescence is the process of human maturity. Various experiences and various life events gradually lead one to maturity. The question asked during this period is self-confidence. During this adolescence period, we are challenged for our confidence that I am who I am and that I accept myself as I am. At Megumi Church, anyone who becomes 18 years old after graduating from high school can become a member of college and career group. There are many important life events that they will experience from the age of 18. Going to college or getting a job, starting to live alone away from the family, or becoming independent. Eventually, they get married, have children, take a responsible position in society, and experience various difficulties. What is tested there is who you are. At the same time as what you can do, you will be tested who you are. There is a psychological term called self-esteem. It is often said that Japanese children and adolescents have low self-affirmation or self-esteem. In Japanese society, we have a cultural practice to refer to our family and relatives being lowered. Negative words are used often instead of affirmative when introducing family to our friends. When we are told, "Hey, your child is so wonderful," we deny by saying, "Not at all." We are more likely to be denied, scolded, or said no good than to be praised. Perhaps because of this, Japanese children and young people are often said to have low self-esteem and lack of self-confidence. Going back to the camp, a journey to search for oneself. Where is your confidence and yourself coming from? The camp was held with this theme. Young people who live with faith, but it does not mean that there is no problem because of faith. No. They are often worried, confused, and in struggle because of their faith. That is why they are asked. The question is whether they are confident in themselves. At this camp, we concentrated on listening to the Word, facing God, and facing ourselves. I think that each participant was able to have such time. What was reconfirmed there was where our self-confidence comes from. The basis of being ourselves, the reason for being confident and considering ourselves to be okay to live as a believer, that was asked, and self-examination was made for that. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." A novelist, Ayako Miura, wrote an autobiographical novel entitled This Clay Jar. We are all clay jars. We have a weak mind and body. We are fragile and vulnerable. And Paul says that the treasure is put in such a clay jar. After all, what makes us have self-esteem, self-affirmation, and self-confidence in ourselves is what we put in our jars and what we have in our jars. When we examine our faith and when our faith is tested, it depends on the foundation of our faith. What brings us assurance as a believer? The fact that a treasure is in a vessel called me, who is weak, brittle, and vulnerable. What kind of treasure is it? What is my treasure? What Paul refers to as this treasure is the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ in verse 6. This knowledge is the treasure given to us and the treasure that shines in us. One of the praise songs that children often sing is the song entitled My Treasure. The lyrics go like this: "My treasure is knowing Jesus and living with Jesus. My treasure is knowing Jesus and living with Jesus." This treasure is the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. The treasure It is knowing Jesus and living with Him. This treasure, it is Christ Himself. We shine because of the treasure that is Christ in the clay jar. I am who I am, and I am a believer who is made alive by God because I have met Christ. I know Him, I believe in Him, and I live with Him. Paul says in chapter 4, verse 6 that this treasure is an immeasurable power, the power that works within us, the power to live and the power to believe. Because of the treasure of Christ, the power of the living God is working within us. We are utilized by that power. And Paul says it didn't come from us. As Ayako Miura says, we are certainly clay jars. We are weak, fragile, vulnerable. Nevertheless, we are shining and able to exert our strength. It's all because of Christ and not because of the power that came out of us. It is because of Christ who is living and working within us. It is because of the immeasurable power of Christ. The college and career people of the Megumi Church are shining. They also exert great power. It is true not only in the camp, which is non-daily life, but also in the casual everyday life. Young people who shine brightly and walk powerfully, but they are also weak, fragile, and vulnerable. They stumble on many things and worry about various things. They may bump into something, or they might be weakened and crouch. However, it is because of Christ and because they have the treasure of Christ that they stand up, challenge, and move forward many times. And such young people are the treasure of the church and the treasure of God. At tonight's evening service, I will deliver a message that the young people are the treasures of God. Christ is a treasure, and at the same time, we ourselves are also a treasure. We are regarded as an irreplaceable and precious treasure for God. At Tokyo Christian University, it is often said that the students are a treasure. It is repeatedly said students are treasures. Please grow the treasures together. But I think the treasure is not limited to the students at the Tokyo Christian University. The young people who have the treasure of Christ and each of us who live with Christ are the treasures of God and the people of God's irreplaceable treasure. As Paul says, all this conviction is due to Christ. The youth camp is over. From the camp, everyone has returned to his or her daily life, and the ordinary life has begun. After the time of self-examination, the young people are sent back to the place of life, the place of faith again. My wish is for young people to continue to hold the treasure of Jesus Christ, and my prayer is for the young people to continue to walk together with Jesus Christ, our treasure. I hope that you will remember these young people who are the treasure of the church and pray for them. Let us pray.